All right, so I'm gonna live. Good morning and welcome everyone to a new episode of the Women's Empowerment Series. I can see already beautiful faces joining us. So we have Morocco is in the house. Rabat, hello. Let us know where you're connecting from. I have a beautiful guest and an amazing guest with me today. So Rana Al-Nasir Boulos, welcome, my dear. So I'm so happy to have you and I'm so excited about a beautiful conversation that we will be having about women empowerment, leading, connecting cultures, and many things. So welcome, Rana.
Thank you, Dr. Hind. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure being your guest. It honors me, actually. And I'm very happy to exchange. And yeah, I'm looking forward for a beautiful discussion.
Same here. Well, you know, Women's Empowerment Series is really serious to invite female leaders from around the world. And the objective is to inspire, to share stories, and to also pave the way for, you know, someone is watching us today and you're like, wow, I would love some to be like that. I would love, you know, to get that resilience, that courage, that inspiration, that motivation. And so this is why, you know, they're amazing women and you are an incredible one that I really wanted your story to be heard and to inspire many, 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 many women.
I feel honored. Thank you so much. You know, I'm also one of these women also watching your series and other and attending events, and we cannot stop to learn from each other. So first of all, sorry for my voice. I have a flu, so I'll try my
your
best.
Your voice is beautiful.
To hear me and understand me.
I like it. Yeah. And you said it well. We never stop learning. And I think leadership is, and any leader is actually a student of leadership for life. Right. So you learn every day, you grow every day, you elevate every day. And when we are open to really be aligned with this evolution, always people come, information gets to you, you know, inspiration gets to you and ideas come to you. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, this is a key word, being open. You have to be open. You have to be open to learn and, you know, get critics and learn from that. So being open is a key word, and this is very essential.
Okay. So who is Rana? Tell us about you. What brought Rana to become such a beautiful, inspiring woman, creating an incredible platform to empower women? How did it start?
Yeah, it starts, Rana has a Lebanese background, born in Lebanon.
I know, I told me that and I love it.
Yeah, where are my Lebanese people?
I know, Lebanon is a city in English, وبتحكي لبناني, بحب اللهجة اللبنانية, كتير حلوة. So beautiful.
مرحبا, bonjour لكل اللبنانيين.
أهلا وسهلا كل.
Thank you so much. Also, Lebanons adore, you know, all the Arab countries. We are all one. We do speak one language. And I came with my parents to Germany, grown up here, studied in Germany, and I'm also German. So, and I got a lot of challenges in my life, you know, having an Arabic background, being from a different culture, looking differently. But I was lucky to get really people in my journey ready to help me, to support me, to access the energy world. So I started my journey having an own agency first, designing exhibitions for Arabs coming to Germany. And then I noticed very, very, very quickly, no, it's not what I want to do. It was good to learn being in conversations with CEOs and whatever. It gives me, like, you know, being in a domain, you have to be self-confident. This is very essential, you know, to work on your self-confidence. But then I jumped into your institute, which is an institute based in Germany, Hanover. And we establish platforms in very technical sectors, infrastructure topics, waste management, wastewater.
Is that it? Is that your background? Are you in,
yes, in energy?
Energy. Okay. Energy. Yes. Oh, yeah. Right. That's a very
Very specific. It's about pipelines. So
you focus on pipeline. I love that even more.
Yeah.
So you're like very advanced.
And it's getting really, it's very an essential topic, pipelines. So I was always surrounded by a lot of males all the time. It is a very male-dominated sector.
Absolutely.
To be honest, at the beginning, it was okay for me because it was like, okay, I get very good along with male and, you know, it's easygoing. It's very good sector. But then I noticed lately in the last years, something getting, it's abusing me. It's, I don't know. We need more females in this sector. Mm-hmm. And I started, you know, to think about it, to work on that, attending a lot of events in the Middle East, because we do also have the Pipeline Technology Journal.
Okay.
And I go a lot to the Middle East because of interviews and training and doing seminars, especially in the GCC countries. So I see there is still, also we have globalization, still a lack of a lot of cliches in the Arab world, but also in Europe, you know, regarding a woman with an Arabic background.
Okay.
And when I'm in the GCC or in the MENA region, I got asked some questions. I'm like, no, it is not that way. So,
So you think that, you know, the perception is, is, and they are different, right? People from Europe and people from the Arab part. Yeah,
definitely. So I got to know female leaders in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Qatar. They are CEOs and leading huge corporates, so huge companies. And they have big rights. So, and in Europe, unfortunately, we still haven't reached this limit. But still, we think here that we are leading. So, you know, so it's very critical. And then I wanted to highlight and to bring all these experiences, highlighting these topics on a platform, the platform called Global Women Forum.
Okay. I want to, before we get to the platform, I want to ask you another question. Please. What do you think that you're like, you know, you choose one of the most advanced Arab countries where, in fact, you see women having advanced roles and owning those roles, right? You don't mention women from the other parts because it's not the same, isn't it?
No, it is not the same. But luckily, they are aware recently about these issues and they're working a lot on that. So I'm amazed to see, especially North Africa, you have a lot of initiatives going on. Look at Tunisia. Look at Morocco, Algeria, very powerful women in STEM. There are initiatives from the UN, you know, to support locally the ladies. And it is about working on awareness. So this is also one point I would like to mention later on along the forum. It's, you know, making the society aware of this issue. Empowering women is, it's beautiful for the economy. It's not just empowering her to being a female and to show, I can do what males can do.
That's so, good too. We need some of that as well.
Yes, of course, it's not to be compared with the, let's say, financially stronger Arabic countries, but it's coming. So slowly, it's coming.
So what we want is like more awareness so that we have more young girls choosing to go to STEM. Is that what you were saying? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
It's better. It's getting better, but we can accelerate that a bit more.
Yeah. That's it. So there must be programs, you know, working with academics and putting on programs. Mentoring is very important, you know, having mentors, even locally or from abroad, to share experience and to learn from each other.
That's very true. And so how are you dealing with this?
Allow me one thing, because women empowerment is coffee empowerment.
It is. We need that. And it's morning. Cheers. And you have something very nice on your cup. It says, be happy. I love that.
Yes. This is from my kids, actually. So I don't know if they want to tell me, be more happy, mom. Or like,
so you have children. You look so young.
Yeah.
How old are your children?
My eldest is 8. He turned 8 now, 2 weeks back, and the youngest is 5.
She's a girl?
Boys.
Two boys.
Two active boys. Yes.
Okay. Be proud of the mama.
Tough job.
It is, but it's just, it's fun though. I mean, it's fun. It's
definitely.
Like,
of course.
And it's beautiful because everything that you talk about, everything you do, you translate it to them. So they will know how to deal with women around and how to, you know, be that person who empowers women as well.
Yes, I hope so, because yeah, children of course learn from their parents, so we are the mirror, and I hope for us respecting women is the essential thing to be learned.
Love that. Well, bless them. So tell me now about this platform. Incredible work you're doing to empower women. And yeah, and how do you focus on that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that our institute supports the initiative, actually, and we see the importance of setting up this platform. All the work you can see is done in a very, very short time, but luckily the network we have supported, and either in the Arab world or in Europe, they see how important it is to connect both regions, empowering female. Mm-hmm. So the platform is called Global Women Forum. Mm-hmm. It will take place for the first time as a kickoff event on the 15th of November in Berlin. It's a one-day forum.
So very soon.
Very soon, very soon. So Regista, be there. I'm glad to see you all there.
Yeah.
It's a one-day forum, which is actually really short to talk about so many topics. But the output of the forum is essential, because we will work on the output to initiate sustainable initiatives like, for instance, mentoring programs we are preparing.
Oh, excellent.
That's it. Because having one event, it's not our aim. It cannot stop by one event. You cannot talk about women empowerment and just do one event and stop. So we would like to go ahead with our programs, combining the two regions and having mentors and mentees working on three essential topics: women in STEM, women in energy, and women in AI. We have a big lack of females, and there's a lot of potential in these industries. So this is the main idea behind the platform. On that day, we have a high-ranked setup of speakers coming from different countries, Arabic countries, GCC, Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia, speaking, sharing.
Yeah, I know. I want to say hello to Siham, who's coming. Marion, of course, is there. She's, you know, organizing. And this is going to be such an exciting
yes. event. Thank you so much. So the background, and with the kickoff, we hope to start our initiative.
Okay, that's amazing. So are you focusing on STEM? That's my question.
Yes, we are focusing on
STEM. How are you focusing on STEM? Like, are you bringing women from the STEM field, or just to talk about, so how are you going to?
Yeah. Dr. Finch, can you just give me 1 second? Because my third baby, my husband, he forgot his key. I have to open the door.
Oh, yes, it's live. That's what live brings us. Please go ahead. We're going to do the music in the meantime. Back after a little break. All right, so we took a little break, and it's fine.
Yes,
thank you. Tell me more about the focus of your initiative, of your day in Berlin, so that maybe you can invite people from the group, the Femme Leader group on Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook, I mean, this is live on the group.
Yes.
If you are interested, you can drop the link so that they can come in. And I know that Marion already did a post there, but it would be nice to see who can join as well. So tell us, give us some detail, the program and everything.
So, the essential question was women in STEM. Yes, women in STEM, because we looked on the industries where there is a bigger lack of females. And we are talking not only about already entrepreneurs or female in the industry, we want to engage also the youth to step in these industries, because there is huge potential. We need them to, you know, economically have a bigger growth. So we're focusing on women in STEM in general, women in energy, and women in artificial intelligence. And we have amazing startups being there, either as speakers or they will represent themselves. We will have a small networking area. They will present their work, you know, to make them, to forward their message. And for that day, we have, for the first time, limited access of 200 persons who can attend this event. And So
the startups, are they from the region, or are they from Germany, or what are they coming from?
Mainly, we have them from the Arab region. So we will have startups from Lebanon. We have
nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very tough lady working in robotics AI. We have somebody from Tunisia. Mm-hmm. And later on, we will help them to see how to help them to connect them, you know, with the right people and go ahead with them with the mentoring programs, etc.
Wonderful. Hmm. So the idea for this woman and this young who have these beautiful projects and thoughts is to be mentored so that they can grow, or they can, because a startup really what it wants is to find money, right? That's what they
yes.
want.
Yes, so, exactly.
Yeah. Is this something that you added in this day or?
Still not. So it's not as a main point, but the network we have, we will provide the people attending, the attendees, they will network. We will try, you know, to get them the right contacts, but this is not our essential point. The forum will have also, you know, very general panel discussions, like mm-hmm. talking about how to empower women in STEM, work-life balance. In between, we will have two breakout sessions in AI mm-hmm. and energy, and the attendees can choose where to go to if they would like to hear more about this industry or the other industry. So at the first beginning, it will be general. Mm-hmm. And then we will have a lot of networking breaks and networking areas where people can have very good conversation, fruitful Amazing. Conversations.
This is incredible. Is this the first time that you're organizing such a forum?
Yes, this forum, yes.
First Congratulations. Time.
It is. I think this is why I lost my voice. I'm talking a lot.
We need the voice when you're at the forum, right?
Yes.
We need it back.
Yeah. Like, 36 days to go.
I'm sure it's going to be incredible. And I think initiatives like this is what the young women and, you know, female entrepreneurs and the one that just have a dream or just an idea, but they don't know how to go about believing that they can create something out of it. And this is
yes.
what they want.
Dr. Hind, you said something which is really interesting. Startups need money, of course, but especially when we deal with females, they also need to have a mentor to yeah. learn from him or her. We're not only looking for female mentors mm-hmm. and work on self-confidence. I'm sorry to say that, but this is...
Oh my God, you are spot on. Yes.
It's just like, you know, how it is being in a meeting, all male there, sometimes they try to make, you know, funny jokes, just like male oriented jokes, and you are there like the only woman. How do I react to that? Just a very simple example.
How did you when you had to go through that?
I was just standing. I remember
you usually ignore you're like, I didn't hear anything.
I had the situation several times at the first.
And I'm sure. So how did you react?
Yes, at the beginning I ignored, but sometimes it was triggering me. It was like, I cannot just say nothing.
Yeah.
And I remember one situation, and it was, you know, big CEO from an oil and gas company. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, can you tell this joke beside your wife and your daughters? And he was, I think, really ashamed. And
oh
I
my
just,
God, good for you.
I was also ashamed. You know, I just went out and I was like, oh my God, what did you do? But he was very friendly and he sent me a message saying sorry that he didn't recognize and realize there is somebody here. She's a female. How does she feel?
Exactly. Oh, I think this is perfect. But it's incredible. Imagine if each one could actually say something and remind them. It's not to judge. It's not to be mean. It's not to nothing. Just in a calm and grounded energy.
Yes.
It's like, maybe this is not the space for this. You know, just like, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, it's like, and even if you're not here, you just don't. There are places where you just, it's like, it's almost calling and commanding respect. That's what we want.
That's it.
In a very graceful way.
Yes. That's right.
I'm not sure that's what you did. And good for you, because, and it's good to hear that. And whoever is listening to us, I think we often think that by keeping the silence and like almost hiding under a table, right? Because when you hear things like that, you're like, you know what? I'm going to make myself shrink so small that it's almost I'm not there, right? This is how it will feel. We feel like, you know, I think maybe he didn't realize I was there. So let me make myself even smaller so that he doesn't even see that I'm there.
But this is the mistake. Why
of
should
course.
We? No,
we don't
why
care.
Should we? No.
Never.
Yes.
Never. You can, you know, yeah. You can
there were these two solutions, actually. Not saying nothing and making ourselves small, or, okay, being loud and let them think about it.
Yeah, and being loud in a very elegant way, because it's not like loud and just like, you know, doing like confrontational. That's not what it is.
No,
it's too much.
It was really the first thought I had at the moment, and just said it loudly, and it was very nice to. And then we have very good relationship now. So
I bet. I'm sure.
I'm like, you know, he says, "Hey, you're like a daughter, and if you need any advice."
Sweet. Yeah.
So it was like, "Hey, wake up! What are you saying?"
Yeah, exactly. What did he say? I love that. Good for you. I'm proud of you, Rana, because, you know, we often, it's like, okay, we always think about being in just male-dominated and you're the only female, all men. You're like, I feel I don't belong. It's just something in you, you know, like, and it's just not you, because they kind of threw things on the table that makes you feel like I'm not supposed to be here. They talk about among themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes really uncomfortable. That's right. But this way I mentioned self-confidence. So it's along the way, you know, you enter a meeting, how you stand and present yourself, how females can work on their, you know, communication skills, the way they look, where they look, how they look. So are really small, fine things, but it all can be learned.
Yes, it all can be learned. I agree so much. And and women need more of that. And even if you have the confidence, there are things that still triggers us.
Of course.
And it's not that we don't want to be triggered, but we want to be activated and understand what triggers us so that you can work through it, you can heal it. Because we get triggered even if we don't respond, right? You're sitting, you're in a meeting, they say something that is not supposed to be said because that's irrespect.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm silenced, like I didn't hear it. But in reality, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Totally right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fun. I like what you're doing. This is amazing.
Thank you
what
so much.
What brought you?
I think it's good, you know, to give back to the industry. And
when you say the industry, you feel like we're like, you know, the STEM industry, the energy, or it's just like the word?
The word. It's not just the skills are not only, of course, the energy industry. It's the industry where I gained my work experiences and a huge network. And I'm really grateful for that. But we're talking about females. It's not just, you know, this and that industry. It's just the word. Females in economy. So and as I told you, women empowerment, I think we can use it equally, like it's economic growth. So it is, we need females.
We do.
We need the youth, and we need them especially in these growing industries I have mentioned. So come on, ladies, be active.
Be there.
Be there.
And I like the way you connected that with economic growth and, you know, and development, because if 50% of the population is not fully there, we are missing 50% of the growth we can be achieving. And
yes.
So it's not even a luxury, not like something that you add to look good, to talk about women empowerment. Is really the basics. You know, I worked a lot on sustainability. It was really, that was my expertise. And I did that for many years. Like I was everything about sustainable development. So energy, renewable energy, water management, you know, everything to do with the long-term vision of a better future and a better planet. And now, like it has been 3 years and a little more now that I'm completely focusing on women empowerment and female leadership. And how to get the leader out of you as a woman, because we all have it. You just need to ignite it, to guide you, to take.
So why you switched?
I didn't switch. I love that question, but I didn't. Yes. It's not a switch. It's an elevation. It's like, I don't feel I switch. I often get the question, why did you change? It's not changing. I feel it's just like the next step. Because when you acquire so many, you know, experiences, skills, stories, and ups and downs, on, like, what do you do with that? Do you keep on collecting them? But your stories, your experiences are not just for you. And that's how I felt this is the time that I can not only elevate myself because I use the wisdom, but I can elevate so many more women. And this is the ripple effect is much bigger. So I couldn't do something like this 10 years ago. I wasn't ready for it. I had to go through what I've gone through to be able to say, listen, whatever you have in your mind, focus on it and go get it.
But that's how can it's good, you know, for not leapfrogging. You got it step by step to collect all these together and share it with the community. Yeah. Thank you for that.
And what I am saying, what I wanted to say with this is that women empowerment is the foundation of sustainability. If you don't empower women, you don't have water, no education.
I can more.
No, exactly. No education, no health, because you know what? Whatever money woman brings into the house, 40%, no, actually more, 90% go back to education and health, while the man is 40%, do you see? So you actually better off getting women to get money in, because the you know, it's like a channel to bring it to where the sustainability is meant to go. And so
I love to thank you also for, you know, for you have a great opportunity for giving me and other ladies, and I don't know if you also host male speakers.
Well, I had some actually speakers. I didn't
hear them.
I got invited by them.
No, it is very interesting because we can discuss and share and think, but once we have them on board, it's like, it's interesting how they think or how they look at things.
That's true.
It's different, you know, like we do. So
are you inviting them to your meeting?
Yes, of course. I'm talking about everything. So we have to have them on board. It's essential. And many of them are really active in this field. If they are HR directors or, doing mentoring stuff themselves, or CEOs of companies and CEOs of global chambers, they put in priority on global and women empowerment. So yes, they are aware of this problem and they want to support it. So I'm lucky to have them on board, discussing with them and sharing, having a vivid conversation.
That's amazing. I'm happy. I didn't know that we also invited them for your meeting. I think this is a great thing.
Yes. Yeah. I think we need to hear them. We need to have their voices in order to see, okay, where's the difference? Where's the problem actually to work on it?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, and I think there is a big difference between feminism and woman empowerment. It's just not the same. It's like, to me, we coexist and we want to coexist together because this is how we advance. It's not like, let me empower her so that she takes over. No.
It's No.
No, that's not it, right? I think it's important to clarify that.
Yeah. Exactly, because many are afraid of that. So they judge, you know, when they hear woman empowerment, it's like, oh, no.
Oh, again.
They do not understand what it's meant. So that's why we need to have them on board to share the right explanation of women empowerment and collaborate together. So it's all about collaboration.
Yeah, it's all about collaboration and it's all about coexisting in a harmonious way. And this is what we want. We don't want the frustration of, you know, I'm not able to go because it's a male dominated. This is not a space for me. Underpaid and all of that. It's like some of the stereotypes that just need to be reviewed, revised, changed.
Exactly. And if you might allow me to add one thing, which is really, for me, essential, is this intercultural background. And this platform, it is interesting to have females and males from these two regions. So we'll have an exchange on the topic, but also interculturally, how does it work in the Arab world? Right. You know, when we're talking not only about GCC countries or Saudi or Qatar, we're talking about Arab world. We're so different. So we will have like cultural discussions and see, okay, why does this work there better than here? And so I like this part about it.
Because that's amazing.
This actually combines or reflects my own personality, having these backgrounds. And I love to have it happening.
Well, and you look, you are representing it in such a beautiful way. I think you're such a beautiful woman, and I love your mission. And it just looks exactly, it just, you embody it so nicely. And this is what we want for a leader, is really to do that, to connect with others from your heart, because this is what you feel and it's your voice.
Thank you. Same here. You are offering a great platform to bring out the voices of ladies like me. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming. You're amazing. And I wish you all the success in the world in this meeting. Let's drop the link. So whoever wants to come and join Rana on, when is it? 15th of November? Yeah.
November 15th. You mean to drop the link to just write it here? In this?
You just send it to me. I will put it on and comment so that people can join you. And
it
everything.
Will be my pleasure.
It was delightful.
I hope to have you one time also as my keynote speaker at the forum.
I would love that. I mean, this time
it's... Hope for the second edition, which is already
This time the traveling does not allow me to do one more, but I'll absolutely come in. I'm coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye. Thank you so much.